Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. We are here today with our good friend Jeremy Eccles, who is the manager over at Centric Kid Camps. J.E., welcome to the podcast again.
Hello, man. I'm glad to be here today.
We have been, before we started recording here, we've been talking a little bit about, we're all sports fans, us and producer Trey, talking just a little bit about some of the changes to the names of sports teams. And it's a little bit funny, some of them, you know, that with that Washington, D.C. has that football team that used to have a name that then was the Washington football team. And now they have this new name, right? The Washington Commanders. Is that right? So we were talking a bit about, what do you think? Jeremy, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm a New York Giant fan. And so neither one of us has a huge affection for that team. But there's something about the name that I just don't know. What are your feelings about these new names?
It doesn't matter what they put on the marquee. I just hope the Cowboys can go beat them. And that's what we're going to work towards.
See, now I notice you use the word hope. As a Cowboy fan, having hope of beating someone is definitely something you need to maintain, because confidence in beating them is not something that you should get comfortable with.
You know, time ran out on us this year in the playoffs as trying to get down there and get one more play. And time ran out. So we just have to hope for next year.
You know, this is so, and we won't talk a ton about football, listeners. Don't worry about it. But, you know, Jay and I both being fans of the NFC East, this is not an easy time to be a New York Giant fan. And so, yeah, we don't talk a lot about that. There was this guy, Lawrence Taylor, about 25 years ago. He was really great. And since then, I don't know. Although I am sort of, by association, rooting for Odell Beckham Jr. in the Super Bowl, since he used to be a Giant, right? That's where he used to be. And now, yeah, he plays for the Rams, but he's still one of my guys.
There you go. I'm a LSU football fan on college football. And so we've got, you know, Joe Burrow, the QB for the Bengals, and Odell Beckham Jr. is an LSU guy on the Rams side. So it'll be fun to watch those guys hopefully have some success.
But, see, and the names Bengals and Rams are like classic sports team names, right? If we were going to invent new ones, we were talking about some new names we could come up with, you know, for Washington names. Like, what about the Washington Lobbyists? What about the Washington Monuments? That might be a good name. So we've just had some fun with that.
Instead of a timeout, you call for a filibuster. And
That's hilarious. The coach is throwing the red flag. He's got a filibuster. He's just talking the whole time. And we're back from commercial. He's still talking. As long as he doesn't sit down or take a drink of water, he can keep going forever. That's hilarious. Another good friend that we recently had on the podcast, Mark Croston, is a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. And I'm sure if he was here with us, he would add to the enjoyment. So, Mark, if you're listening, just know that we represent the Eagles as well as we poke a little bit of fun at our friends over in Washington. Woo. Well, we're not here to talk about that. It's worth mentioning, you know, that as we record this, today is Friday, and it's 2 days before Super Bowl Sunday. So although, listeners, when you listen to this, you will know who won the Super Bowl, because it'll be over by the time you hear this. We don't know today. And so the little bit of talk here about Super Bowl stuff is because we're kind of getting ready. So, J.E., we like to get to know our guests a little bit before we do the show. And we often talk about, you know, tell us a little bit about little you. I'm going to skip that for this time. And what I want to know is this. Your wife, Emily, she's also a Cowboys fan. You guys are a bit of a football family. Are you going to have a Super Bowl party? And if so, what kind of Super Bowl foods do you like? What are your favorite Super Bowl munchies?
Okay, we are having a Super Bowl party. It's my men's group from church. And so it's like the dads and sons are coming over.
Okay.
And so I'm having to actually kick out my family. So my wife and
the
daughter
girls are out.
Are going to head out and go hang somewhere while the dads and sons from my men's group come over. So I'm definitely team football. I know that there are different teams when it comes to the Super Bowl party. Team football, you know, team halftime show, team snacks,
commercials, right?
Team commercials. Those are kind of the big four. But I'm definitely team football game. But I there's a high priority on getting good food and getting good snacks. So we're going to make a dip. We got this from a friend of Lifeway, Jerry Woolley, who used to be a teammate here. Jerry Woolley has a dip that's like a sausage and cream cheese dip, and it is addictive. It's tremendous. So I've got Jerry's recipe. I make that. I have really good cooks in my family who are going to make that. That'll be Emily. And Maddie's going to make brownies. So my wife and daughter are going to help get us set up for success for the Super Bowl.
But I can't help but wonder if we might be able to publish that Jerry Woolley recipe. Is it a secret recipe? Yeah, for those of you who do know Jerry Woolley served many, many years as a VBS specialist here at Lifeway Kids. He's Mr. VBS to a lot of people, and he's now working at a church. So we miss Jerry, but I had no idea he had a recipe.
3 blocks of cream cheese.
Wait, are you sure you're authorized to share this?
I think Jerry, okay. Knowing Jerry, he would laugh and share it and just go on with life and be glad someone else could enjoy it.
If you're not recording, make sure you record this. Get a pen and paper ready. Write this down. Here's the Jerry Woolley Super Bowl recipe.
3 blocks of cream cheese, 1 pound of sausage, and 1 can of Rotel. Put it in the crock pot, and that's it. You can scoop with the chip of your choice, but it's simple, but it is tremendous.
Sounds like you'd want a thick, hearty chip for that scooping because it sounds heavy duty.
I usually go for the thicker like scoops, but yeah. You can do it with tortilla chips. You know, you can make it work with whatever, but it's the real deal.
So the dip is the thing for you.
That's where I'm going to spend most of my time.
That's where you're going this year. Go right. Just make sure you don't double dip. We have to maintain civility. So double dipping the chip is definitely off limits. One dip, eat the chip. If you need additional dip, you got to get it on your own plate before you dip. I know that there's some listeners who are with me on that one. It's do not double dip. It's like putting your whole mouth right in the bowl. That's a good old Seinfeld reference. Oh, well, I'm a pizza guy, as a lot of people know. I love my pizza, my New York style pizza, having grown up in New Jersey. So the bigger and rounder and flatter the pizza is good. Thick square pizza isn't pizza, and little tiny pizza. No, it's got to be big and round. You got to get the right sauce, cheese, crust ratio of a large slice that takes 2 paper plates to hold. So I'm hoping that we can get a good old pizza from our local pizza place, Nelly's, which is awesome. And I'm hoping for that. It's all about the pizza.
I love it.
So we'll have listeners. I hope whatever you had for your party, that it was good. And if you have a recipe you'd like to share, you go ahead and email that to us and maybe we'll share your recipe. Jerry Woolley, thank you for that secret family recipe that Jay just shared with the world. I hope it wasn't like his great grandmother's secret Rotel and sausage recipe, but it's out there now.
Shared it freely with me. So yes.
Speaking of great food, you know, I always like to look for a natural segue for the podcast. Speaking of food to write home about, let's talk about summer camp.
Camp is the place where you'll get the most memorable food you've ever had. So it's really important to get to camp this summer and every summer and enjoy camp food. It'll make a memory for sure.
That's hilarious. We shouldn't poke fun at camp food, but it is just sort of a little bit of a running joke. Of all the things that you would go to camp for, generally the food is not the one that you would go for. But when you say you get the most, quality and quantity are two different deals at camp. Because what the kids are looking for is more, and specifically of like soda and ice cream, I think are the two big ones.
My daughter went to camp last summer at Shaco Springs, and she still is talking about the soft serve. And she said, I ate it at every meal. She went and got a little cup of soft serve every chance yes. she could at Shaco Springs. She loved it.
And
it
they have that cool machine at Shaco Springs where you can get the chocolate or the vanilla or the swirl. And it's awesome. You've got to wait through the line to get there because there's always a line. But it is such a cool thing. Well, so that listeners, you might take that as a clue that we're going to talk about camp. We're talking about camp today. Jeremy Eccles is the manager over at Century Kid Camps within Lifeway's Camps team. And J.E., we're thrilled to have you here. We want to talk a bit about why camp is such an important thing for church leaders to take their kids to. We know that we serve kids 52 weeks a year. Our church leaders are there every week with their kids, and mostly at home, at their home base, in their churches. We've had a season of serving kids and families now over the last 18 months with COVID where some of us have not been able to meet in person. And so the idea of being together is special again. And the idea of going away to something like camp is a huge, huge opportunity. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity that leaders should consider. If you've been before, it's time to go back. If you've never been, it's time to add it to your ministry calendar. And J.E., I wanted you to take the opportunity to tell us a bit about why is it so important that we consider taking kids away to camp?
Well, getting away is, we use words like camp and conference events, things like that. But there's another word that I want to throw in for this discussion in particular, and it's retreat. And I know some pastors through the years have kind of been like, we don't take staff retreats, we advance. And so I'm not getting into the military advance or retreat terminology, right. But retreat in the sense of getting away, renewal, being refreshed. That's something that's important for kids. It's also something that's important for adults. Another word that we use just in our personal lives, we don't use this so much in ministry or in business, but in our personal lives, we take a vacation. And that's another aspect of this retreat, getting away. We renew, unless you go to certain place where you're on the go to get all the rides at the theme park. That's not so much a retreat, but even then you're refreshing and doing something different. So that retreat aspect of camp is really, really important. I just think it's healthy for kids. It's also really good for your ministry, too.
One of the great things about going away, or really about any event that we might do in kids' ministry, and I would include VBS in this, is it gives us an opportunity to have more hours of personal interaction with the kids that we lead. So when your kid is at church, you know, once a week, and we know what it means to be a regular attender has changed over the course of time. You know, when I was a kid, going to church three times a week was normal. And so we had at least 3 hours when we were at the church and other hours when we were just hanging out at the church in between things. Now, if someone comes to church once a week, that's considered really, really unusual because many only come every other week. And so that the amount of hours of impact that we have in the life of a child who's even a regular loyal attendee are really limited compared to what they used to be. So when we have the opportunity to meet for VBS in person and we have a 5-day, 3-hour VBS, that 15 hours of connection time, that's like, you know, multiple months of ministry impact, the equivalent of what we get in a normal cadence. Now, when we go away to Century Kid Camp and we have that summer camp experience where we're gone for multiple days and overnights and we're together 24 hours a day, that's a lot of ministry impact that can happen when we go to camp.
You're getting a ton of quantity time, and even going away is another step different. And I don't want to say better. I'm not trying to create a value of better or worse related to VBS, but it is another step different than VBS because you're away and they are with you the entire time. VBS, they come and they go home each day. Mm-hmm. And so they attend the next day. And sometimes we see kids who drop out or have schedule conflicts or whatever, and they're not even able to be at all 5 days. When you go to camp, you are all in and you're all there. And out of that quantity of time, you're able to make quality time. And you just get to dig deeper on a personal level, relationally. You just get to know what your kids are into besides the thing that may be on their mind when they show up on a Sunday. You hear what they're into at one level. But at camp, you get to just really get to know them and what they're into and ask them questions and have time to sit and listen to their answers. It's not necessarily the same pace and hustle of a Sunday at church. And so that quality time that comes, great for relational connection, but it is monumental for spiritual connection. And so that's where you can know where your kids are. Now, only the Lord knows the heart, but gosh, right. We as kids ministry leaders, kids ministry professionals, a group leader at camp, a caring adult at camp can really get a good idea based on the questions a kiddo is asking and kind of what the nature of a spiritual conversation is like.
And it's, you know, that quality time, in addition to quantity time, camp gives you both. And so much of ministry to adults, to students, to you mentioned having men over to your house for the Super Bowl party. It's true at every age level that ministry really is about relationship. Discipleship always and only happens in the context of relationship. It's when Paul says, follow me as I follow Jesus. The picture there is that we're walking together. And guys, that's the opportunity we have to walk together at camp is such an important thing for us to build trust and respect and earn those from our kids so that we can have influence. And the interactions that happen and the experiences that happen at camp are really fun and valuable. Often kids make big decisions while they're at camp, but camp is really the one place where we as ministry leaders can have some semblance of like a Deuteronomy 6 kind of interaction with our kids, right? But that's what we talk about to parents a lot of the time, you know, talk about these things, impress them on their hearts when you lie down and when you rise up and as you walk along the road. We don't get to be in those situations with our kids in very many settings, but that's exactly what we have at camp.
Well, I love that you brought up that reference of walking with them, impressing, just spending the time when we're sitting, eating, walking, all those things. At camp, you as a church leader, you get to change your posture from being in front. A lot of times at church, you're in charge, you're teaching, you're facilitating something, you're leading. At camp, you don't have to teach everything. You don't have to lead everything. So your posture gets to move from having to be in front to getting to be with your kids. And you get to go through the camp experience with them. And I think that leads to that spiritual connection, that quality of time, and it's modeling. So much of our role as leaders at church is to teach and give direction and give guidance. At camp, we get to model it. They get to sit by us and see us do the hand motions to the theme song or open up our Bibles. They don't just see, you know, us from the other side of our Bible. They get to sit side by side and look across and see you flipping to that passage in the Bible and you underlining a verse or writing something in your notes. That is part of that walking alongside of just spiritual discipleship with kiddos.
Absolutely. We are currently developing a brand new resource, a curriculum resource within Lifeway Kids and Lifeway Students. I can't tell you much about that yet, listeners, but part of that is that the new resource we're building is built on the starting point of relationships that acknowledges that we have to know our kids and they need to know us so that we can really have a gospel influence in their lives. That context of relationship is so valuable. And so there's an acronym that we are developing right now that we're working on. And it isn't 100% landed yet, but the acronym JE identifies four different key relationships that we think every child needs. And so the acronym is FLIP. FLIP. And I think you can see these FLIP relationships really clearly at camp. And so the first one is friends. Every kid needs to be engaged with friends who are their age. And there's something about when you are with your friends and they are seeking to follow Jesus and you're with them in Bible study and with them in worship, with them in spiritual conversations, that influence of friends is one that helps solidify kids in their faith. So that's the F in FLIP. The L is leaders. Camp is a great opportunity for your leaders from church to have deeper, stronger relationships with kids. And that may include you. You may include yourself in that leader category in the camp setting. The third one is influencers. All of our kids need to have influencers who are a little different than their friends and maybe not officially their leaders. And so when you're at camp, our staffers, the Century Kids staffers, are major influencers on the kids. They are quality young people who love the Lord, who are cool, right? That our kids want to look at them and they want to aspire to be like these fun, cool young leaders. I'm not as fun and cool and young as I used to be. Neither are you, J.E., although you're funner, cooler, and younger than I am. Trey has got us both beat. But to have other influencers who are not you and who are not their friends and who are not their official leaders, but leaders from other churches and other chaperones who come and camp staffers are important influencers in the lives of kids. And then the last one is pastors. And so maybe that's you in your role, that you in your official role, for you to have as a high-level leader, to have a personal relationship and of interaction and of relational connection with a child is really important. But we also bring in camp pastors who are wonderful influencers at Century Kid, where you are not having to be upfront, is what you were just saying. But it's also, it can be nice to have someone else fill that role for you, to be a pastor, even to our pastors. So those four relationships, friends, leaders, influencers, and pastors, I think are so important and are all on display at camp.
Those are absolutely all a part of that camp experience. And, you know, we started out with the idea of what's so cool about going away to do something, and that getting away, that retreat aspect. Does God talk? Here's a fun question. Does God speak differently when we're away, or do we hear differently when we're away? And I think the answer could be a little bit of both. But we just see that so prevalently of just having a different voice in our lives, you know, and in our kids' lives, we see them respond in fresh new ways. And so I don't ever presume to have Centric Kid be the thing that that solves all your kids' ministry problems, or the thing that this is where the real ministry happens. No, this is where real ministry happens, just like at church, just like at VBS, but it is in a different context. And at camp, it's an important part of your mix. I think it's important to have away events, different settings for your events, in order to get away and have diversity of that experience that kids have. It's just something special about it. It's amazing how God works.
And it's good for kids to be away from home, away from their Xbox, away from their cell phone, away from their brother or sister, away from the daily ins and outs of their life at home, and to be in a place where they can retreat in order to advance. That it's getting away is such an important thing for all of us to do. And we know it's important in the lives of our kids to take our kids to camp. But something, JE, that's unique about Centric Kid that I have witnessed and that I love about the Centric Kid culture that you've created is the ministry it does for your adult leaders. Tell us a little bit about how Centric Kid addresses and ministers to adult leaders, even while they are there to chaperone their kiddos.
Sure. We have a time each day when the kids go to their Bible study sessions where we keep the adults together, and it's called Adult Gathering. And in that time, there's some announcements and some housekeeping items, but there's also a time to just pour into adults. And so this is geared to be relational. It's geared to be spiritual. It's geared to be relaxing, because it is quieter without, you know, if you have those adults at camp with you who are like, I came because you really needed someone, but kids is not my thing. Well, that's okay. And this is a time that where they can worship. And also, gosh, kids minister. I know what your Sunday is like. I see the kids minister at my church, and I know what Sunday is like. It is sometimes getting to go sit in worship. It is oftentimes putting out fires, finding supplies, greeting new families, taking care of it, the sticker printer thing. You know, like there's a thousand things that can happen at camp. This is a time for you to just pull back and have a time that's worship geared for you. And so, yes, we love the adults. It's called Centric Kid, but Centric Kid doesn't happen without those caring adults. And those are the real relationships. Chuck, I love how you said that about the summer staffers and that influencer role.
Yes.
I think that is an important role, but we know kids need concrete relationships in their lives as they go home. And so that's where the influence the Centric Kid staff can be is valuable, and it has its place. But we also want to set you up, a church leader up, for success to go home with those relationships, because absolutely, you have that child and you have that relationship with them the whole year. And so hopefully this week can be a catalyst. Hopefully this week can be a spark and can be a valuable tool in your kids' ministry. But we know it is a part of a larger context. It's really important.
And I'm so glad that you touched on that, JE, because the truth is camp doesn't end when camp ends. The relationships, the connection, the influence. I talked about the aspects of trust and respect and how they lead to influence. When you build connections at camp of eating ice cream together, and you got all the flavors in your cup, and you, the leader, chugs that soda, the kids remember that, and they see you differently once they smeared shaving cream on you and given you a shaving cream high five or getting bashed with a water balloon in OMC. Those moments together become memories that cement us together in relationship, and then that relationship carries over when we're back at home, so that kids now see us differently and hear us differently, because when we tear down barriers to relationship and relational connection, eyes, ears, hearts, and minds are open to hear what we have to say. So key.
Let's bring it full circle. We talked about Jerry Woolley, and I'm going to have to text him when this episode comes out and send it to him. We talked about his recipe, and I want to bring it full circle with a quote from Jerry Woolley that has stuck with me for years. He said this at a VBS event, and so that was the context. But I have taken it and have adopted this as a quote I used with camp as well. Jerry said years ago, and I think he's very wise. It made my jaw drop. I know this is a big setup. But he said,
VBS and we're out of time. Thank you for being here, J.E. No, I couldn't resist. Sorry, Jerry, goodness. That was for you. J.E., go ahead and tell us, what was that? I didn't mean to disrupt the moment. Yes, I did. It was fun.
He said, VBS isn't worth doing if you aren't going to do follow-up. And I've taken that away also with camp. And that's a big statement from a guy that you called him, the VBS guy. He says, VBS isn't... I think camp isn't worth doing if you're not going to follow up. It is that important that you continue. So I love that you mentioned camp doesn't end just when you leave the venue or when you're on the bus ride home. The ministry of camp, the relational connections, and even just God working on a child's heart. Some children respond at camp, some children don't, but they're asking good questions. Afterwards, you follow up on those questions. You get into the home and talk with mom and dad and the child about the things that they're hearing and learning. And sometimes it's 3 weeks or 3 months after camp where we see a child profess faith in Christ, but it's because of seeds that were planted through ministry at church, conversations at home, something at camp, something through VBA. All those things work together. And so big statement to say it's not worth doing, but gosh, it places the emphasis on that follow-up and that continued investment, continued relationship.
I love how you said camp is a catalyst. And I think that's a great way to summarize that thought. Camp isn't just a standalone mountaintop moment, although it is a mountaintop moment. It's a highlight of the summer. It is something, though, that's a catalyst that can propel your ministry forward all year round, and such a great experience to be had at Century Kid. So, listeners, a couple different points of action, and J.E., I'm going to let you highlight these. One would be sign up if you haven't yet. Tell us about that. And the other would be talk a little bit about the idea of a VIP visit.
Yeah, we're sitting in the spring looking ahead at summer 2022. There's still time and space. So sign up. If you haven't signed up for camp and you just have forgotten or hadn't got around to it, there is still space. There are a lot of camps that are full and have waiting lists. There are a lot of events that we have that do have space still. So definitely sign up if you haven't gotten that done. There is time to come this summer. Registration doesn't close until we get to camp. Like, so you have time all the way until the event starts to make that decision and to attend.
And let me mention this about that, J.E. Listen, leaders, if you've not been to camp or if you've not been back to camp for a while, it's okay to start small. It's okay if you come and only bring one small minivan with eight kids or six kids or five kids. It's better to start and start small and build those relational connections and build that influence with a core group of kids, even if it's small. Now, if you can bring a bus, that's wonderful, bring a bus, but don't just assume that if you don't have 25 kids, you shouldn't be doing camp. The truth is there's a lot of churches who bring just a small number of kids, and camp is still very, very valuable. So yes, register at centrykid.com where you can find all the information.
Centrykid.com, tons of information, videos you can watch, and also it's got the details about our dates and availability and all of that.
Now tell us about this VIP visit opportunity.
You may be sitting in a spot where you've already signed up for camp. You're thinking about doing something different. Come check us out this summer. We'd love to have you come visit. You may be in a spot where parents just aren't comfortable yet because of COVID concerns or whatever. Or some leaders may be hearing this and they're just brand new. And so you don't have the relational equity or the credibility or the trust yet to be able to take a group away. Well, come see us this summer. Bring some of your key leaders. Bring those two or three parents that you need them to help see it themselves. And so we would love to host you at Century Kid this summer. And so reach out to me. And my information is in the show notes, but you can contact me through our Century Kid website and also email me directly. But we would love to just host you this summer, whether I can personally host you or one on my team is able to host you. We would love to let your group, a couple of key parents or key volunteers come and see
just observe.
What worship is like.
Yeah.
Come and observe recreation. Come and spend a day. And you'll have an opportunity to eat camp food since we've referenced that. You could also opportunity to not eat the camp food, but you can come and see what the experience is like at a real live Century Kid location. And I just think seeing is so helpful for being able to answer those questions for parents and being able to tell kids what it is and what it looks like. So we would love to host you in that way. As you're looking ahead, it's not too soon to think about 2023. In fact, registration opens for 2023 on June 1st. And so every summer we open up registration on June 1st for the following summer, because we know that planning and getting things on the calendar is important. But if you're not the plan it a year and a half in advance, that's okay. There is still space to sign up for the summer. So we want to make it easy to get to camp, and we're happy to set up a call and just hop on the phone and talk through questions that you've had. I was doing that this week with a group who's looking at a different camp location. They've been to Century Kid before. They're looking at a different location. They've got questions about it. And so we talked about the housing and, you know, what the auditorium space is like. And so that's what my team is here to do, is to help get you guys to camp and make that experience a success for your kids.
You can find all that information and more about Century Kid camps at centrykid.com. I would encourage you, not just invite you, but implore you to go check out centrykid.com. There are still dates available at certain locations, with 8 Century Kid teams running camp 8 weeks throughout the summer across the whole country. There is a location that you can get to. So check out centrykid.com for dates and rates and locations near you, and get yourself signed up. And if you're not quite ready to go to camp, please do take JE up on that offer. It's free for you to go and spend a day where you can watch camp and maybe eat the food. Definitely get the ice cream. I recommend the swirl. JE, thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I love hanging with you, and this has been a lot of fun. We love serving churches, and I love talking kids ministry with you every time we get to on the podcast, Chuck. Thanks.
Thanks, J.E. Listeners, thank you for listening. We so appreciate you tuning in and listening to us. I hope this episode is an encouragement, but also a challenge to you to evaluate what you're doing in terms of ministry components that are key things to help propel and ignite and be and catalyze your ministry for the year. Please consider making camp a part of your regular cadence of ministry. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you back again next time for another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.